The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What were you more disappointed in yesterday? Special teams was bad at times too, but what were you more disappointed in? Was it the offense or the defense? The offense had 211 total yards. 58 rushing yards, 153 passing yards, 5 sacks, 1 turnover. They had 6 punts and no points. The defense gave up over 400 yards, 432 to be exact, and that was with the Ravens completely taking their foot off the gas in the fourth quarter. And when I say completely, they took out all their players, at least all the ones of note, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, players like that. But they rushed for 251, threw for 181, no turnovers. They scored 31 points and gave up one sack in this game. So who were you more disappointed in? Was it the offense or the defense? Text in 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in on that as well. Clint, who disappointed you the most yesterday?
Oh, it's without a doubt the offense. You want an individual, or you want this?
No, the offense performance just disappointed you more than the defense. I mean, they were both bad.
I mean, they were both bad, but the thought is one, the defense has earned the right to maybe not go out and have their best game, and they deserve a little bit of help. But I think just the way that game unfolded, the offense put the defense in such a bad spot time and time and time again in the first half that it ended up getting completely lopsided like that. Like, if your offense can – I mean, that game was I mean, within reach to at least not let get out of hand, to give yourself a chance in the second half, to give yourself a chance down the stretch. Whether you look at the Texans not being able to convert fourth downs, not putting points on the board there in the second quarter, or you just talk about missing throws and not converting fourth downs and third downs, I'm sorry, and just leaving your defense out there constantly and never giving them a break, never cutting them any slack whatsoever, never giving them any margin of error whatsoever. It's for me, it's the offense.
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, listen, the offense was it was bad. I am surprised that it was that bad, Clint, like that that they didn't score, but clearly, like, I mean, they threatened to score, right? They had the ball, you know, in the red zone at least once. I rewatched that last night. I cannot believe on fourth down and what, 4 yards out, CJ threw a pass to Joe Mixon 3-4 yards out of the end zone on fourth down.
Can I interest you in something else that I found very, very odd on that play?
Yes.
Did you see who was lead blocking?
Was it Dalton Schultz?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Wow.
Most important point in the game right there. That was 10-2 game, right?
Was that the play, or do you think that was the design play?
Absolutely.
Fourth and four to have CJ throw it 4 yards out.
I think he's got options. I think he's got options if he wants to work the left side of the field. But it's absolutely a play where Dalton Schultz is lead blocking for the running back on the swing route, like a swing screen, like a one man swing screen with the tight end leading the way. Yeah, like I talked about this last night on the post game show. That's the most concerning thing for me with Bobby Slowick. Like right now, as it pertains to me being a fan and me hoping they can win a playoff game, is like last week with the game on the line versus Kansas City, we go toss, sweep, toss, stretch zone, whatever, outside, whatever you want to call it. It's zone concept, and it's wide zone. And literally, point of attack, Dalton Schultz.
Dang it, Bobby.
I mean, we're still at a point where we think that when the game on the line, running the football behind Dalton Schultz is a good idea. Like, most critical moment of the game. And then that ended up being the most critical moment of the game because the Texans never had another shot to get it to tie it or even get it to a one-score game, right? We're running plays. And I don't know. The TV copy didn't show what Dalton Schultz did on that play and whether it was worth the flip or not. But just the thought of calling that play with the game on the line, we are still at that point. Like, Bobby Slowick's inability to adjust in those moments with that particular player is mind-boggling.
Is Slowick losing it?
Yeah, I know it's not where you were going with the conversation. I'm sorry.
This goes to your disappointment in the offense, right? And yeah, they were especially bad yesterday. They were. I don't know about you, Tyler. We'll get your thoughts on it here in a bit. For me, it's the defense. Maybe I didn't think it would be that bad, Clint, that they just wouldn't score or hell go through long stretches where they didn't even threaten against that defense, which, you know, has played better of late, but overall, yeah, the Ravens weren't like they were the number one defense last year. That's not how they've played through the bulk of the season. But for me, man, I know the Ravens can be good. But damn, man. 432 yards of total offense basically in three quarters. And it got to a point that they were running the ball like so with such ease. It was consistent, man. Derek was not getting touched 3, 4, 5, 6 yards. Mm-hmm. I mean, not touched.
Couldn't
down
stop the
field.
Run.
And five down linemen, still just running right through them.
Yep.
I mean, it was just. It was so quick and so like, damn, that's the side of the ball. And hell, I said it. I said, yes. I think right now, I said it going after the Dolphins game. I do think this is an elite level defense. Well, hell, they didn't show that.
We sucked.
Really, the last 2 weeks. And like, but just, it was so easy. I mean, it was so damn easy. Like, some people are talking about Lamar won the MVP or put himself back into it. I mean, yeah, he made some plays, but I mean, he didn't have to be great.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have just. Hannah, we were sitting up in the press box at one point. You said, "Hell, if I were Todd Monken, I would just hand the ball off and run in between the tackles the entire time because they can't do nothing with it." That was. I mean, there were so many plays. Like Clint, when I saw Christian Harris couldn't track down Mark Andrews, whew. Like, and Mark Andrew was pulling away from Christian Harris. What the hell was that?
Yeah.
On that long pass. And it was just, so the defense to me was the side of the ball that I thought was the group that was clearly the better group. Clearly the one that was going to be able to lead the team, right? And some of these drives they had, Clint, it was like, there's no answer. And then it almost looked like the guys just didn't want any more parts of Derrick Henry. So the defense to me, I just had a much higher expectation, thank you, for the defense that it was so, I mean, it was right off the bat. Right off the bat, I remember texting, well, it looks like, judging by that first drive, that the Texans are going to need a big boy performance from C.J. Stroud in this offense because this defense don't seem to have it against this group.
And I mean, I looked up Ron, and right before the failed fourth down and goal, I'm thinking, man, if the Texans score here, even if they go for two and don't get the two, or even if they kick the extra point, it's 10-9. I mean, the Ravens have been tenfold the better team. And now the Texans are within a point or had it tied or within two, right, if they didn't make the 2-point conversion. Like, this is win, Texans. this has come out of the locker room with your hair on fire type stuff of like, man, we got to take advantage of this. But instead, it goes the other way drastically. So, it's six one way, half dozen another, man. Offensive unit or defensive unit, they were bad across the board. The most surprising was definitely the defense.
At points they couldn't do anything unless they were just like I said it to you, boy. I said, well, I mean, they're just taking risks. Will Anderson is just shooting in. Mm-hmm. And then what did we see happen? Lamar then took it for 48 and a touchdown down the line. Like someone just texted in, by the third quarter, the defense was worn down because the offense can't keep drives going. I'm not going to say that that's not right, but I'm telling you, the first drive, 8 plays, and they rolled through it for 5 minutes.
Oh, it was
the next drive,
it was bully
ball. 7 plays. They got 7-8 play drives in here. It wasn't just the offense not keeping the ball on the field. I mean, it was them as well. So, I'm not going to sit here and say you're wrong, but I don't know. I guess there was a place I could see, Clint, that the offense may really fight it. But I thought we were beyond a place where the Texans defense was just going to get manhandled.
Mm-hmm.
And just moved and manhandled. So, yeah, that was
don't like that.
That was disappointing. Tyler, who disappointed you more, the offense or the defense?
I mean, yeah, the defensive performance was eyebrow raising because, damn. But I'm going with the
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Offense here. Yeah.
Damn.
No, I got to go with the offense here because at least the defense did what the offense is supposed to do and put those two measly points up on the board. Like, it got to a point in the second half where seeing the offense for the Texans run out on the field, I mean, I didn't even have any need to or want to watch that crap. So I'm going to go with Stroud and company on the offense.
No, like I said, it was bad offensively, and I understand that the defense scored. Because the offense couldn't get into the end zone at the one, but that defense, well, I just couldn't.